Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can hear your voice, that you speak. We apologize that sometimes we're hard of hearing, and we apologize that sometimes, Lord, we have a keener sense to listen to other things, but you always triumph in getting through to us, and we're grateful for that. We heard your voice, and Lord, we pray by the Holy Spirit, you will help us to cast the net on the other side. That we won't stay stagnant. We won't stay, Lord, just happy or on one plateau. Move us on, Lord. Shepherd of our souls, move us on. We need your help, your aid. Thank you for the Comforter. Thank you, Lord, for the one who walks not only beside us, but now thank you that he dwells in us. And Lord, we pray, God, that you will do this for all of us here at camp. Again, we ask for the cottagers. We pray for a little Daniel who has that fever. Break that thing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know these things come and they pass, but we're asking, God, that you will lay your own hand on that child and free him from this fever. Lord, for thy name's sake and for your glory, touch it. And we pray, God, for all of the villagers. Lord, you're doing a great work. You're proving that. You're showing that. And we pray that that work will be completed in Jesus Christ. We earnestly ask this, God. Lord, we're going to pray and believe and watch and wait for you to have your will completely accomplished in that cottage and that village. Lift those counselors. Don't let them get weary in well-doing. But Lord, refresh them. God, whether it's refreshing, whether it's in a meeting, their devotions, or even if they're at the beach, Lord, anoint, just let the fresh air of your heaven just lift them today. We believe you do that, God. We thank you for that. We thank you for each guest, Lord, that you brought on the grounds. Lord God, you are the shepherd of your souls. And we pray you'll lead them from pasture to pasture, Lord, and just nourish them, we pray. We believe you do this, O God. And we are so grateful, too, for the staff and these young and old that just are here to serve Jesus and to seek you and to find you in a greater way, to allow your Holy Spirit to move. Bless them, Lord. We believe you to do this, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm thankful to see so many familiar faces, kindred spirits, and make some new kindred spirits. But I wanted to thank the Lord specifically for this man right here, this guy. This here is my BB. He's my baptism buddy. And I thank the Lord. I often thought of Phil, but hadn't had the opportunity to connect with him. And then here he was. And it brought back all of that evening of trembling at the Elizabeth Church, because I was nervous about being baptized. But here I had the pastor's son right next to me, being baptized with me, and he was no help at all to me. So, no, he was. He was. We both were so much better looking then. No, he's used to that.
Yeah.
But what a blessing that God would bring us together, and we talked about that night, and you know how much what God is doing in our lives, and I just wanted to give a testimony. I'm thankful for that God gave us that opportunity, and to see what God is doing in Phil, and I thank the Lord for that.